Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. This was a assignment that we got towards the end of the year, and we each got assigned a different day, and I didn't know how lucky I'd be in terms of reaching back out to people from the Olympics at the time. So really
Yeah.
appreciate the responsiveness.
All good.
So the place I want to start, just because learning about your story was crazy. Your 1996 year seems absolutely wild. So
It
starting,
was fun.
was it emotional playing not just in the Olympics, but getting to play in the Atlanta Olympics, having grown up in Kennesaw in the Georgia area?
Well, I mean, just from an emotional standpoint, as far as just playing in front of my family and friends, and it would have been great to play in another country, but instead of your hometown, but it was kind of cool just to be able to, have my parents there and some family members there versus, them having to, potentially not come to the Olympics because they couldn't afford to fly to who knows where. So, it's so from that standpoint, it was really special just being able to have it there in Atlanta and really enjoy it, to the fullest.
Did you get to rub it in some maybe high school rivals' faces or any friends there that, is sort of like, wow, I got to the top, here I am right on the stage?
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody was super supportive, honestly. I mean, I think that the I didn't have too many enemies in high school, so it was to me it was the culmination of a lot of hard work, between high school and college. It was a goal of mine ever since it was announced, excuse me, that Atlanta was going to be the city of the 96 Olympics. And so it was, I always tell the story. I was out in the parking lot, just sitting in the car waiting to go into school, and a lot of the students were out there waiting in the car listening to the radio, listening to the announcement, to see if Atlanta was going to get it. And then when we did, everybody was super excited, honking their horns and hooping and hollering and stuff. And I turned to somebody and told them I was going to be there. And to be able to actually fulfill that dream was an amazing thing. So, but like I said, it took a lot of hard work and dedication to get to that point, but it set my sights on it and was able to achieve it.
So with that personal expectation, did you still have a moment of unreality or surreal, getting to the Olympics, being on that stage? Or was that, the expectation for you? Was that something that you thought, yeah, this is where I was going to be when they announced it? This is where I am now.
Well, I mean, I thought about it when it actually got announced. I'll honestly say I probably didn't think about it again until, I got an opportunity to try out for Team USA. And that wasn't until probably, I think it was after my sophomore year. No, actually after my freshman year in high school, or I'm sorry, in college. And once I had that opportunity, I was actually the very last cut of the Olympic team, or Team USA. It wasn't the Olympic team yet, but Team USA. So after my freshman year, I tried out, got cut. I was the very, very last cut. And so I was pretty devastated as far as like my dream at that point was kind of crushed. And I was like, oh man, what do I need to do to get, to actually do what I need to do to be on this team? And I just realized that, I really wasn't to that level yet. I understood I needed to work even harder. And so I went back, actually, yes, I'm sorry, it was after my sophomore year, because I went back to school, I went back to Clemson, and I just worked out, man. I just worked my butt off in the gym. I gained 17 pounds of muscle, and just all of a sudden I gained 7 miles an hour on my fastball. And that became the juggernaut to get me over that hump. And at that point, I made it a no-brainer for them to choose me the next season.
So, having played on so many big stages, not just in your career, but in that year in particular, you were playing in the College World Series a couple months before. Did it start to feel commonplace? I know we talk about the clutch gene a lot in baseball. Did you start to feel very comfortable on those big stages moving into the Olympics at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed being in those moments. I didn't shy away from those moments at all. I mean, I gravitated to being, the pitching mound is in the center of the field. And during the Olympics, I had 60,000 people watching me pitch. And so being out there on the mound at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, the whole place was just packed and it was rocking. And once you're out there, I mean, I've got a pretty calm demeanor, and so I think it just played well to my personality as far as being able to get out there and perform without letting the outside noise dictate how I performed. And so, being able to go out there in front of 60, I think the one Japan game was 65,000 people. Being able to go out there and perform, I was only focused on the hitter, and I wasn't really focused on anything else, but I definitely felt the energy and knew what was at stake and knew what was in the stands or who was in the stands. But ultimately, I did have a knack for just kind of focusing on what I needed to focus on.
So I want to get more specific on the moment when you took the mound, your last start in the silver qualifying round. Do you remember the physical health you had? I mean, you just played a full season of college baseball, transitioning right into the Olympics, and you also have the MLB. You've just gotten drafted. Can you take me through sort of your mental and physical state at that point, playing so late in the year after such a long series of games?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, that was a tough summer. Not just because I threw 156 innings in college, which most guys don't sniff these days. I threw another 56 innings between the tour and the Olympic Games. And so the biggest issue that I had personally was that, I wasn't like a big guy. I was, 6'4", 185, I think, at that time. And we went, the Olympic tour was demanding. I mean, we went to 29 cities in 30 days, and so we literally would get up, and play, and then get on a plane that next morning and play that evening, and get on the plane the next morning and play that evening. And it was just a new city every single day, and it was not cool by any means. This is the middle of summer and in the southeast for the most part, and so I was losing weight and I was getting extremely tired. And so by the time we got to Atlanta, which middle of July, my first game against Nicaragua was 92 degrees at 10 a.m. And so just being able to withstand the heat and just the fatigue of throwing at that point probably close to 200 innings. That was the biggest toll that I dealt with. Fortunately I stayed healthy, but at the same time, I'm sure if they had some of the technology that they do these days, and did my metrics on my strength, I probably was way down based on where I was in the spring. And so, I did what I could, as best as I could. It didn't work out the exact way that I wanted to. Obviously, we wanted to win the bronze. But getting into the silver medal, or I'm sorry, the bronze medal, was key. But yeah, going into that first game against Japan, or actually, I guess it would have been the third game in a row that I pitched against Japan. I pitched against Japan once before right before the Olympics, and then I pitched against Nicaragua, and then I pitched against Japan, and pitched against Japan. So they saw me three out of the last four
Right.
outings. And so, fortunately, we scored a bunch of runs. I think we hit five home runs in the first inning in the first game against Japan. But that second game, I was just toast. I was literally having to go down in the basement of the dugout, like down the stairs, and just lay on a bench because I couldn't sit upright, sit upright
Sure.
in the dugout. My back was just done. So I just would lay down in between innings and then come out there and pitch as best as I could, but it just wasn't my best, so it was one of those situations where you try to push through it and do the best you can, and we just got beat that one game, and I had beat them the last two games, and they got me the third game. So that but it was still, I mean, I wouldn't have replaced that experience at all.
It's so strange how much the game has changed over the course of my lifetime. We don't let pitchers see a team a third time through the order. A lot of their
Yeah.
starts, you were seeing
Yeah.
Japan like 12th time through the order, having played
Yeah,
them three times.
exactly. That's exactly
It's
right. Yep.
rough.
And they were a good team.
Yeah, and still are years later. So I'm curious, I mean, with all that in mind, I've heard so much tell about how the heat was particularly stifling in the 1996 Olympics. With that in mind, when you got to the conclusion, what were the emotions? I know that, you didn't get exactly where you wanted with the team, but still, I mean, endured an incredible year and still made it to the podium, won a medal. What were the emotions running through y'all at that point?
Man, I mean, it was still an extremely special moment. I mean, I knew that we had to be ex perfect to get a gold medal against a tremendous Cuban team that was just stacked. Obviously, facing some older players. Our year was the last year of the college players, so we were facing guys that were in their 30s, late 20s and 30s, and so a lot more baseball experience, a lot more physically mature and strong. And so, just being able to compete with those guys was a challenge. But, I think, we just enjoyed every single moment of that experience, from the Olympic Village to the opening ceremonies to the closing ceremonies to the Olympic podium. So I would say that not one single guy on that team would change anything. But I think, we obviously were disappointed that we didn't win the gold, but just sitting on that podium, representing your country in your own country, that was obviously extremely special and something that you'll never forget.
There is one thing that came up in my research that I would love some clarification on. I heard that you had the nickname the Messiah, and I'm curious where that came from. And also, I know that you played with a few fellow Clemson players on the Olympic team. So did the nickname follow its way to the 96 Olympics, out of curiosity?
Well, I think, I got that name because some of the guys were just, they were having a good time with it. I mean, my nickname is Benny. And so, short for Benson, and I got that in high school, and that kind of carried me all the way through the end of my professional career. I was called that. But Messiah was something that was specific to Clemson. The guys gave me that because, I had, I don't know, like 204 strikeouts with maybe like 20 walks. So
At
they
least
were
it's
just
earned.
basically, they were basically saying I could just move the ball anywhere I wanted to put it. And so they had a little funny thing there, but yeah, it was for that reason.
So last question. I know that you're now teaching, that you're coaching baseball. Are there any specific things that you learned in that season of 96, and maybe more specifically in the Olympics, lessons that you learned on the mound, having to go through all that, that you communicate to your players now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just about learning how to manage the workload, because I mean, these guys aren't going to be pitching that many innings anytime soon, if ever. And so it's like, but at the same time, it's still, you have to learn how to manage your workload because hopefully we're going to get into the playoffs. Fortunately, here in San Diego, we don't have really hot, time of the year. It's pretty much 75 and sunny every single day. So it's not so much of a heat issue, it's just more of a pitch count and a just being strong at the right time. And so obviously with all my experiences over my entire career, I try to pass that along to these guys. But I have a lot of info, a lot of knowledge as far as where they are from a mental standpoint, and so it's definitely tough to pitch, just as hard as it is to pitch, if not, it's harder to hit than it is to pitch, but at the same time, it's not easy either. And especially at this age level of high school, you're still trying to figure it out. You're still trying to, come from, let's just say, rec ball, little league, and now trying to, face varsity hitters. It's still a jump and a learning curve. So, the development is the key to me. And it just doesn't come from just being physically developed. It comes from being mentally, developed, which is, to me, it's even more important than the physical.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time. If you have any pictures maybe mom and dad took of you at the 96 Olympics, maybe you have one now, I'd love to get some coverage of that. Thank you so
Okay.
much for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. Anytime. I appreciate you reaching out.
And good luck in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Thanks. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Very much.